Rebecca found it. With her own tears. He can't hear a fire truck coming. He has no ears. He tried to take Barbie to the movies. He can't find his cash. He gets in line, but somehow always ends up being last. Ken lost his head. Ken lost his head. Ken lost his head. And Rebecca found it. Rebecca found it. Ken lost his head. Ken lost his head. Ken lost his head. And Rebecca found it.
Can't do much, it goes on and on. I I'm here, I'm gone. Been around the world 10 times with a hoodie on. Looking like a king, looking like a king, looking like a king. Just a second later, then the beat will drop. There's a party in my head. There's a party in my head. There's a party in my head. In my head. In class we read a book about Albert Einstein. He was probably spacing out almost all the time. Those numbers in his mind, so big and intertwined. Swirling into time and space, that far away look on his face. The universe inside his brain, expanding it could not contain until that moment when the party in his head just stopped. And just a second later, Albert Einstein thought. Just a second later, like a giant sneeze.
Justin Roberts, Party in My Head, from his album from just about a year ago, Brain Freeze. Matt and Kim did Hoodie On, Sleigh Bells from their most recent release, Want to Start a Band, Candy Band, Ken Lost His Head, and the Pixies started us off with Bamthwak. Justin Roberts, one of the first artists that we started playing on the show 20-plus years ago, and one of the artists that Ella saw when she was like 5 or 4 or something when we lived in the D.C. area. And so, Elle, I want to come to you. We celebrated our 20th anniversary as a radio show earlier this year. Didn't get a chance to have you on to talk about what it's meant to be part of this silly radio show for 20 years. So tell us what it's been.
Yeah, it's it's kind of hard to talk about what it's been because it's just been a part of my life for, you know, for forever. I remember, you know, being five and bundling up and walking to the dusty little basement studio, Valley Free Radio, with a wagon full of CDs. It has, I think, really taught me a lot. I think that it gave me a lot of confidence in speaking when I was a kid at a time when I sort of, you know, had some struggles with like a stammer and pronouncing some letters. And it pretty quickly, I got very comfortable talking in front of people. I got very comfortable talking to adults. And it has just been such a source of joy and interest in my life. I have gotten to do so many cool and interesting things that, at the time I didn't even appreciate how amazing they were because it was just, you know, oh, everyone does, you know, a radio show with their dad where you get to interview They Might Be Giants. That's just normal. It's been just a really beautiful thing to be a part of, and I am so proud to be a part of it still, even if I'm not on it weekly. It has really been, and I also particularly appreciate it as a opportunity to spend a lot of time with my dad and my sibling and, exploring music together. So
we're going to go to a break.
Before I start crying.
We're also going to go to a break before I start crying. It's Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Coming up before the end of the show, we're going to hear some disco, if that sounds all right. And we're going to hear from Megaran singing about the library. It's Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
Because me try to get with it and hustle down to disco for good time, but it all go bad.
Aw, come on, how bad could it be?
But you said, me tell you all your own story.
Where's my cookie? Help me find my cookie,
at the disco. Me want it back. hustle me, Cookie, to another disco. Oh, what if somebody step on me, Cookie? Oh, oh, that's too terrible to think about. Be wanted back.
I want it back.
Be wanted back again. Oh, because you keep searching for me, special Cookie. Cookie! Oh, Cookie! Oh, please, Cookie, come back to Papa. Oh, be wanted back. Cookie, Cookie. Oh, excuse me, you sing Cookie. Sorry. Excuse me, you sing Cookie. Keep dancing. Oh, and he was so happy. He feels so grand. How this thing happened, me no understand. Me young and I'll get back. So how me know? Me maybe never find out where me Cookie. Me lost me Cookie in the boogie music. Me lost me Cookie at the disco. Me want it back.
I want it back.
Me want it back again. Cookie, oh Cookie, oh please Cookie, Cookie, Cookie. Me want it back.
I want it back.
Me want it back again.
Little disco adventure there. That is Cookie Monster and Bert and Ernie from the Sesame Street Sesame Disco album. 5.5 minutes of pure disco delight. Me lost me Cookie at the disco. It's a tale as old as time.
Yeah. I'm really sad to hear that they haven't kept up with doing like Sesame Street topical music, because
they didn't do like new metal.
No,
Sesame Street.
No hyper pop Sesame Street.
Not that I know of.
I need some Sesame Ska.
Sesame, that's actually a great idea. Music here from the Gap Band. Say it oops, is oops upside your head.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
I'm back at you again.
Upside your head.
Radio station is
upside
WGAP.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Now on all you gappers and you finger snappers, you toe tappers. And you love laughing. I want y'all to say this with me. Say it.
Upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Say it loud.
Say
bigger the headache, the bigger the bills. The bigger the lifestyle, the bigger the bills. Say it loud.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Say
oops upside your head.
Don't mean that I don't want to dance. Don't mean that I don't want to dance. I'm on fire. And listen.
Just because you don't believe that I want to dance. Don't mean that I don't want to dance.
can go deep underground. I can fly through the sky. Ain't no limit to the things you can try when you're chilling at the
L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. The L-I-B-R-A-R-Y.
And if you're on a quest for enlightenment, the journey starts here. So it's beauty from the front to the rear when you're chilling at the
L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. The L-I-B-R-A-R-Y.
Sometimes I want to read, sometimes I want peace. There's one place I can go to get a little bit of each. When I step through them doors, I see your world so vast. A place where the future can blend with the past. And if you can't find me, you ain't gotta ask. I'm at the library and I'm having a blast. I see shelves so tall and subjects of all kinds. And it's the perfect place for curious minds.
Yeah,
I can
come
go
on.
Deep underground. I can fly through the sky. Ain't no limit to the things you can try when you're chilling at the
L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. The L-I-B-R-A-R-Y.
And if you're on a quest for enlightenment, the journey starts here. So it's beauty from the front to the rear when you're chilling at the
L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. The L-I-B-R-A-R-Y.
You can gather for story time, watch children's eyes gleam, and worlds filled with wonder, imaginations beam. With puppets and pictures, watch tales come alive. A joy for the young ones, spirits get revived. Attend a discussion, a lecture or a class, where ideas exchange and new thoughts amassed. You can volunteer your hours, get back in your own way, strengthen your community and brighten someone's day. Underground, I can fly through the sky. Ain't no limit to the things you can try when you're chilling at the
L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. The L-I-B-R-A-R-Y.
And if you're on a quest for enlightenment, the journey starts here. So it's beauty from the front to the rear when you're chilling at the
L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. The L-I-B-R-A-R-Y.
For artists and dreamers, the library calls. Resources abundant within its halls. Sketchbooks and stories, the seeds for your art. While inspiration is endless, so ignite your heart. Music and movies on discs for you to loan. A universe of culture to take back to your home. Enjoy the symphonies or dance to the beat. Or if you're in Phoenix, escape from the heat at the library. At the library.
This is Mega Rand with the Library John Gap Band, Oops Upside Your Head. We were talking while playing that on the radio machine about the word John, a Philly thing that just kind of means a thing or a person or a place. It's very exciting. It can be used for so many different things. James, we haven't heard from you very much. Tell us one of the things you love about the library.
Well, I like the actual library.
Yeah, any library. It could be a fictional library. I don't if there if you have a favorite fictional library, that's fine too.
Oh, but I wish I did now. I'm going to have to do a close second of the real library where I got to hold myself up while I was doing all of my senior year work. And, oh, I wish that place had windows that opened all the way so I could get some air. But I can't say I have many fond memories of it, but I will in about 5 years.
Okay, there we go. That's just in time for reunion. Liam, James, Ella, Audrey, thank you so much for being here. We've reached the end of the show. It's so good to have you all here. I love that we've been doing it for 20 years. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. We're online at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at Spare the Rock. You can send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. We do start and end every show with They Might Be Giants. This week it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's church delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, now Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works?
That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Istanbul, even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. You just liked it better that way. Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.